Part 8. The Column.
Down he fell. The wind ripped past him. He plummeted through the air, hurtling towards the surf below. And with blinding speed, the boy named Kolopeshe plunged beneath the waves.
I'm sorry, Lumi. You can't come with me.
I dare you to try and stop me.
I can't risk losing you. It'll be too dangerous.
Nice try. But I already told you, where you go, I go. End of story.
Kola thought about protesting, but in truth, he was grateful for the company. Together, the two friends swam to the depths underneath the island of Sicily. They passed the mangled remnants of ships and lifeless schools of blackened fish. Until at last, they came to a great precipice. It wasn't an ocean, but an emptiness. An unyielding and endless darkness. Somewhere in that stillness flickered a hellish glow. That was where Kolopeshe needed to go. He was sure of it. He dove into the abyss. His heart pounded against his ribs as he drew closer to the source of the light. The water was getting warmer, and it was suffused with the flavor of sulfur and brimstone. At last, they arrived at a fissure in the rock face, where a fire seemed to shine from within.
This has to be it. Let's just hope we're not too late.
I'm right behind you.
Not this time. This is where you and I part ways.
What? No way! I'm coming with you!
Lumi, you have to stay here and wait for me. If this doesn't work, I need you to tell my mother. I think you'll be able to make her understand. And if you can, she'll know what to do. She'll lead the people to safety.
Kola?
Please, my friend. I need this. Please do this for me.
Okay. I'll be right here when you return.
I'll see you soon.
Good luck, Kolopeshe.
Kola disappeared into the mouth of the fractured bedrock. Into the lair of the Fata Morgana. The walls were hewn from volcanic stone, but there were no rough edges here. Every surface was polished to a sheen, and everywhere Kola looked, his own reflection stared back at him, like so many pieces of a cracked mirror. It was an ominous sight, being followed by hundreds of his own likeness. But still, he made his way deeper into the obsidian cave. He did not see that among the reflections, a woman was watching him. Kola followed the firelight until he came before a giant column, just like the one he'd seen before. At its base, impossibly, blazed a tremendous fire. Piece by piece, the column smoldered and crumbled. It wouldn't be long before it came crashing down completely. Kola considered his next move. When, by some witchcraft, he was bound to the seafloor, and a voice swept through the chamber.
Welcome, fisherman's son. What brings this ugly fish to the lair of the Fata Morgana?
Stepping from the walls glided the sorceress herself. It was strange to look at her. Rather like seeing double or gazing at a reflection seen through many layers of shattered panes of glass. A length of chains bound to her ankles dragged behind her. The Fata Morgana seemed unsurprised by Kola's presence, regarding him with bemusement at first. Then she saw Kola's neck.
So it's you. Neptune's chosen. Call a fish.
It's just a nickname.
But it appears Neptune gave you a gift. And what gift did you bring me? Sun? Air? Sky? No, none of that for the Fata Morgana. My lot in life is water, darkness, and fire.
Kola felt invisible chains coiling around his neck and his limbs. The fire beneath the column swelled.
Why can't you leave us in peace? It's not our fault that you're down here!
But it is your fault. The people above took everything away from me. My kingdom. My father. My life. My great crime. Their great fear was my talent. And for that, I was forsaken. I was a monster. Now I will give them something to be afraid of. In a way, I'm glad to be rid of all of you, you false betrayers. But even here, where my craft goes untroubled and unjudged, I am tormented. No creature is made for chains.
I'm sorry this happened to you, but you're putting all of Sicily in danger.
Sorry. You're sorry. What do you know of such pain? What do you know of a life without sunlight, without love, without a single passing thought? You are all the same, even you, here to take my last hope like a thief in the night.
I'm not trying to take anything from you. I just want to save my home.
I have dreamt of this day for too long. And now it is so close, I can almost taste it. You will not stand in my way.
With a flick of her wrist, she strung him up like a marionette. Kola felt the weight of his father's blade in his pocket.
I know about loss. I do.
Not well enough. I hate it here. I will sink the island and burn the sea if it means I may be free. If your precious Sicily is the price, then so be it.
With a snap of her fingers, the flames erupted into an inferno.
Morgan, no! Please, don't do this!
Morgan, no! Please, don't do this!
Shut up, you're too late!
Morgan, please, we'll find another way, together. Let me help you!
How?
I don't know, but you don't have to do this.
Stupid boy, this is the only choice I have left.
It was now or never. And so Kola drew his father's trusty knife, and he slashed himself free from his bindings. His father's blade shattered against the powerful magic. The Fata Morgana retreated to the safety of her mirrored walls like a wounded animal. She doubled herself, time and again, until Kola was surrounded by hundreds of reflections, each one grinning menacingly. Not knowing how he could possibly fight such a foe, Kola boldly raised his fists. He rushed forward with a right hook, but only delivered a glancing blow to the hard volcanic glass. He hurled a stone at one of the reflections, but it was caught and crushed into dust before his eyes. It wasn't until Kola smelled his own burning skin that he realized he was on fire. The Fata Morgana cackled as she extinguished the flames, and Kola's hopes faded with the embers. He felt his strength leaving him. He had failed Neptune. He had failed the princess. He had failed his mother.
The Fata Morgana drew in closer to deliver the killing stroke. Kola held the pouch of lentils against his heart and opened his mouth to say a prayer. The Fata Morgana faltered at the sight.
I'm happy to hear they'll do the trick. Though I still don't see how. They just look like birds to my eyes.
Oh, they're far more than that. We assure you.
She's harmless. She's miraculous, not malevolent.
It's all right, Father. This is my choice.
You are the only miracle I care about.
The fires of the column dwindled to ash. One by one, the reflections disappeared. Until only Morgan was left. She fell to her knees beside Nicola. Once so proud and powerful. Now broken. And in pain.
Please. Please. I just want my freedom. Please. Please.
Aiuto, please. Aiuto. Aiuto. Grazie.
Pesciolino mio, what did I always tell you? Troppo acqua ti fa diventare un pesce.
Maybe there isn't much I can do on my own. I don't know if I can ever make a difference. But I would like to try.
My son, someday you'll grow so strong, you will be able to hold the whole sea as the sea holds the land.
You always have a choice.
You know, you can always just be you. Nicola is plenty enough for me.
Pesciolino, if you want to stay in the water today, it's okay. You just let me know.
Kola Peshe knew exactly what he must do. He seized the pillar with his webbed fingers, and with one great heave, he ripped the column from its ancient foundations. It was the beginning of the end. He had doomed his people to the vision the princess had foreseen and the ruin that Neptune predicted. Within moments, Sicily would come crashing down into the sea and destroy them all. Morgan braced herself for the inevitable. But it did not come to pass. Stupefied, she looked to Kola, who held the trembling weight of his homeland upon his shoulders.
Go!
I don't...
Go! You're free!
I don't understand. Why?
This is my choice.
Unbound from her cell, she rose from the floor and kissed the fisherman's son on the cheek.
Grazie. Kola Pesce.
Kola watched her vanish into the waters above without a trace. Kola found a measure of peace, even as the island began to crush him. Then his knees buckled. This was it.
Kola! 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 We have to get out of here. We have to go.
It's too late, Lumi. I can't abandon my people. Go. Get out of here. Save yourself while you can.
You can't do this alone.
Maybe not, but I have to try. For Messina. Lumi, take the lentils to the shore. Give them to Mama. Make sure Mama gets them. She'll understand. She'll know.
Lumi Uni grabbed the satchel that hung about Kola's neck and pried it loose.
Kola, you've been my hero since the beginning.
Thank you for staying with me to the very end, my friend. Thank you for everything.
With one last look, Lumi Uni fluttered away into the blue. Cola was alone. Tears welled in his eyes as the titanic weight threatened to crush him once and for all. It was too heavy. And he was too tired. His arms were weak. His bones ached. The crumbling canopy fell down, down, down. But Neptune, ever watchful from afar, was not about to let this boy's selfless courage go unanswered.
Nicola, I give you the strength of the sea, as the sea holds the land. May you forever be the shield of Messina.
Faith flared within Cola's heart. He gazed at the last traces of sunlight that peered through the cracks above, his eyes hopeful, his hold on the land above him steadfast and true, his back straightened with the steadiness of 1,000 columns, and mustering an enormous power from within, Cola pushed with all his might.